This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Udkhulu fi s-silm kaffah. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. Dear participants of Learn Deen Daily, welcome to another episode from the series of the best 10 days of the year. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this chance of living in these beautiful and powerful 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Walhamdulillah. And on the top of it, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity to be able to interact, exchange and learn these various dimensions of the beautiful deen of Islam in order to have ourselves empowered and enriched with the knowledge of Islam and practice it in our lives so that we may earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My topic in this beautiful series of the best 10 days of the year of Dhul Hijjah is submissive sacrifice. Now, what I would like to do is, I have actually classified this session into 5 sections. So to begin with the first section, let us understand the definition, the meaning of submission and sacrifice, the importance of submission and sacrifice, the relation of submission and sacrifice, and the reward of submission and sacrifice. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us deen, and deen is a way of life. This way of life is prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For us, in order to be able to live this way of life, we have to submit. In order to submit, we need to pay a sacrifice. Because remember, my brothers and sisters, there is no prize without sacrifice. We need to sacrifice something in order to gain something. So our lives are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a key element of freedom. We use this freedom by submitting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who go away from this submission by following their desires, by obeying something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's begin with the definition. Submission, it means to accept or to be in agreement. And this is something which is very, very important in Islam. The ayah with which I began my talk is from Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 208, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Now remember, Allah addresses in the Quran to different people and sometimes in general. So for example, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, as He mentioned in this ayah, it is very specific. It is not, addressed to anyone other than the believers. Similarly, Allah uses the term, Ya ayyuhal nas, O mankind, O people. That's a general message. But now Allah being very specific, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Udkhulu fis-silmi kaffah, enter into Islam completely, wholeheartedly, submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely, wholeheartedly. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ He, shaitan, for you is an open enemy. So whenever you would like to submit, it is shaitan who will try to stop you, who will put barriers, obstacles, challenges, things that will keep you away from the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come in agreement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come in the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by the definition itself, when we submit, we agree with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We agree with what all Allah commands us to do. And we agree with what all Allah prohibits for us not to do. So this is an agreement. So when we submit, we come in a contract. Now that commitment is established. With that commitment, we need to move forward in our lives. Now to do that submission, what is required? Sacrifice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Ali Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 92, لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ You will never attain righteousness, goodness, piety until you give up that which you love the most. So, in order to do the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to pay a lot of sacrifice. This journey, this way of life is not easy. But the destination, the ultimate destination is beautiful, everlasting. As Allah says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada. In it, in Jannah, people will live in forever. So this life of 60, 80, 100 years, there is a path of sacrifice. Every now and then, we need to sacrifice something or the other in order to submit continuously. So, submission is something which is, agreement, acceptance, and sacrifice is something which means to give up. For example, your desire wants something, but you give up that and you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to show up that agreement that you have made, in order to remind yourself that you are under that agreement, that contract, that commitment is there between you and Allah, between master and slave. There is an agreement that will always motivate you to be on track. And to do that, you need sacrifice. You need to pay sacrifice. The price of sacrifice, is Jannah, inshallah. Because those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will never let them down. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He will never let you down when you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have that agreement, that contract, that commitment with Allah Azza wa Jal, your life will be rest, because it will be then completely governed in the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know who can guide us better than the Creator Himself, than our Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the definition of submission, that is agreement or acceptance, and sacrifice, to give up anything that comes in the way of Allah. So anything, literally, my brothers and sisters, anything that comes between you and Allah, you need to give up that. You need to remove that. You need to completely eradicate that. Whatever barrier, challenge, obstacle, problem, hindrance, whatever comes between you and Allah, you just need to move it. Be it any relation or be it anything that you love. You need to give up that. You need to remove that in order to submit. So there is no submission without sacrifice. So that also invites our attention to understand the relation between submission and sacrifice. Unless you sacrifice, you can't submit. And when you submit, you succeed. So you see that the equation is quite simple. When you sacrifice, you submit. When you submit, you get what? Success. Walhamdulillah. So this is the relation also between submission and sacrifice. Now, the importance of it is indeed mentioned by Allah Himself. It's the command of Allah for us to submit. As I mentioned, Allah says, "Udkhulu." This is, in Arabic called Amr. This is a command. Udkhulu. Like, for example, Allah says, "Aqimu." Aqimu salah. Establish salah. This is a command of Allah, Rabbul Izzah. As you know, in the similar way, Allah says, "Udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa." Enter into Islam. Submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, completely. So we can't be partial Muslim, like we are very good in Ramadan and the rest of the period we are not good. We are very good in the masjid, but we are not good in the homes with our families. We are very good in the families, but we are very crude and rude in the society, for example. So that's not Allah wants. Allah wants us to submit Him wholeheartedly, completely, absolutely. So that's the importance of it, that it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in order to fulfill that command, as I mentioned, the sacrifice is needed. As Allah says, لَمْ تَنَالُ. Whenever Allah uses lan, it is basically the intense form of negation, right? Lan means never. Never will you achieve a level, a position, a kind of an that point wherein you give up that which you love the most for the sake of Allah. It's then you raise that yourself closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's pretty much about the meaning and the definition of submission and sacrifice, and the relationship between both, and also the importance of submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the journey that goes or begins from the sacrifice to submission, from submission to success. Now, point number two, or the section number two, which I would like to share with you, is the beautiful, or the classic, or the shining example of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his life. Because, it is very important, whenever we actually get into the season of Hajj or Dhul Hijjah, especially in these 10 days, it is must for us to remember this mighty messenger of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Wallahi, my brothers and sisters, it is imperative upon us to know this man, Ibrahim alayhi salam. His life and time has got so many things for us to learn and practice in our lives in order to succeed and to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the man who paid so many sacrifices. He was the man who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intensely, completely. I mean, as Allah Rabbul Izzah, He talks about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِفًا وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Wow. Subhanallah. An amazing ayah. Allah says, who is better in deen? Who is better in religion than the one who submits himself to Allah while being a good doer? While being a good doer, and he follows the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. وَاتَّبَعَ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. He follows the path of Ibrahim. What was the path of Ibrahim? Submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Being a monotheist, a muwahhid, the one who absolutely sticks to the worship of Allah alone in his entire life. So, and Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. This is beautiful. Subhanallah. Allah says, and Allah took Ibrahim alayhi salam as an intimate friend, as a khalil. You know, for a person to get that title, that honor, that privilege, that position, that pleasure, that joy, that momentum, that Allah, who is the Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of the worlds, heavens and the earth. I mean, really, to get this this title, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, and Allah took Ibrahim as a close friend. You can imagine what kind of sacrifice that Ibrahim alayhi salam made for the sake of Allah. What kind of submission he did to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that resulted Ibrahim alayhi salam to get this beautiful title, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very important for us, especially during this beautiful season of Dhul Hijjah, in these 10 days, to remember the life and time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this topic, submissive sacrifice, I would like, as we have a limited time, I would like to limit it to the incidents or the instances from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and to dwell into this ocean of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and learn beautiful lessons. So to begin with, I would like to share with you the first shining example, which is the dialogue between the father Azar and Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now you will see that Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was actually having a dialogue, as you might be aware of the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was quite respectful. He was absolutely respectful, although he was never in a mode of compromising his deen. He was in total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In total submission, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, when he was talking to his father, he was calling him, Ya Abati. Ya Abati. Oh my father. Oh my father. So the son, to know this father who is just not an idol worshipper but an idol maker, to know that this father who is going to hellfire if he dies on that way that he has chosen, and not submitting to Allah, rather submitting to the idols and the rest, the pain that he had, or the concern and the love that he had as a son towards his father, was intense. But it never ever compromised him not to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His submission to Allah was intact. It was there completely. Walhamdulillah. And on the other side, his respect, his expression, his way of dealing with his father was numerous. I mean, that is, mind-boggling. He was so patient. He was so sacrificing in nature that he always reasoned with his father instead of accusing his father. A lesson for us to learn is our own parents are believers. Alhamdulillah, most of ours, right? When we speak to them, what kind of expression that we have? We tend to, not give up the attitude of being haughty or, arrogant or something which is not desirable. And we go beyond the boundaries. We break the barriers. And we speak in some, in certain manners that are not at all acceptable in Islam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That demanded him to speak to his father in the kindest way possible. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he used to speak with his father with the submission to Allah, Ya Abati, why do you worship that which does not hear, does not see, and cannot harm you? So he was reasoning. So for us, when we deal with people of different faiths or within our faiths, we need to ensure that we find an approach which is beautiful, kind, and gracious. As Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, "Udu'u ila sabili Rabbika bil hikma wal maw'izatil hasana وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Invite people to the way of your Lord with wisdom. Receive wisdom and beautiful preachings and discuss with them, dialogue with them in the ways that are best and most gracious. So that's what Ibrahim alayhi salam was doing. Submitting to Allah, sacrificing his, you know, his ego and his anger, everything. He's subjugating that. And he was talking to his father in the nicest way possible. That is again a beautiful lesson for us to learn to speak to our parents, to our relatives, to the elders, and to even the non-Muslims in the beautiful way possible. So that's the first instance that I wanted to share. The second instance that I wanted to share is the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was yearning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a son. He was keep on asking Allah, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me a righteous son. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me a son. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had absolute trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His devotion was unparalleled. He was tightly his conviction was extremely high, and his love towards Allah was immense. So he was asking Allah. 5 years passed by, 10 years passed by. He was asking continuously without giving up the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, give me and gift me the righteous son. Ya Allah, give me the son. 5 years passed by, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50, 100 years passed by. He was still not getting any clue. But he never gave up hope until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the good news of a righteous son. The good news of a righteous son. And that's how you get the prize when you sacrifice. When you do not give up in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah commands us in the Quran, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not be ever, ever hopeless in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, my brothers and sisters, whatever we are going through, have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that comes with your submission and with your sacrifice. When you have this both together, when you sacrifice something, you submit to Allah. When you submit to Allah, you just rely on Allah. You have nothing but the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have nothing but the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have nothing but the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you know your Rabb is capable enough, regardless of the age, regardless of, you know, the situation, regardless of any condition, for Allah to give anything, kun fayakun. Be and things come into being. So he was praying Allah, oh Allah, give me child. And ultimately, he got the child. He got the son, Ismail alayhi salam. And he was soon commanded by Allah to leave Hajra and Ismail alayhi salam in the barren valley of Mecca. Now you can imagine, what a sacrifice, what a test, what a point that a person would feel and experience, that after so many years that he was praying to Allah, oh Allah, give me a righteous son. After so many years, he got a child. And now it's Allah commands, to leave Hajra and Ismail in the desert of Arabia, in Mecca, in the barren valley. When he left Hajra and baby Ismail alayhi salam in that valley, wallahi, my brothers and sisters, when we actually, picture this imagination, what was going through in the heart and mind of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He left Hajra and Ismail alayhi salam in that dead valley, where there was no one, nothing was there for them to be taken care into considerations. Now when he left them there, Hajara alayhi salam, the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam, she asked repeatedly, "O Ibrahim, where are you leaving us? What are you leaving us for? I mean, there is nothing here. No one is there to take care. There's no people, no population. You know, there is nothing to survive in a better way. What are you leaving us for?" And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he never turned around. Wallahi, this is submission. Wallahi, this is sacrifice. When there is a command of Allah to do something, you just leave it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was moving. He was moving, leaving them behind. Hajra was asking, crying, yelling at Ibrahim alayhi salam and pleading that, "Oh Ibrahim, why are you leaving us? I mean, this is a barren land, nothing to take care of us." Ibrahim alayhi salam, he never turned around. Until Hajra, she came in front of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And being a wife of a prophet and messenger of Allah, she said, "Is this the command of Allah?" He said, "Yes, this is the command of Allah." And Hajra alayhi salam, she was again a shining example of patience, devotion, and having a faith that is, you know, unparalleled again. She said, "If Allah commands you to do this, He will take care of us." This is a big lesson for our sisters in particular. When you give up that which you love the most for the sake of Allah, when the order comes from Allah, you just obey. You just obey. And rest, Allah will take care. It's the command of Allah, and it's Allah who will take care of us. That's what Hajra alayhi salam, she said. And wallahi, this is something which we have to understand. When you do your best, when you obey Allah, just rely on Allah. Just rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will take care of us. He will indeed take care of us. So that's again a beautiful example of sacrifice and submission. Not just of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but the whole family. Hajar alayhi salam as well. So this is something which we need to learn and reflect again from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The third section of my talk is the incident of fire. You know, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was having, you know, continuous dialogues with his father and his people, and it's going now, you know, something which is not acceptable by the society of that time. So they all decided, after that incident of breaking of the idols, they all decided that now that this is too much. We just can't bear this person, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we have to take a very strong step. And what they did, they all prepared a huge fire to put Ibrahim alayhi salam in that fire. So again, he was standing alone against the whole society. That requires submission to Allah Rabbul Izzah. That requires sacrifice, my brothers and sisters. When you have Allah with you, there is nothing that anybody can do for you. There is nothing that anybody can harm you. There is nothing that can actually hurt you. So as a huge faith in his heart, he was with the truth. He was absolutely committed, submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prepared for any type of sacrifice. Any type of sacrifice. He was thrown into the fire. You all know the story. I don't go in details, but I just want to highlight, you know, some significant elements that we need to catch up and learn and reflect. When he was thrown into the fire, he said, "Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakil." He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best one and the disposer of affairs. A point to reflect, my brothers and sisters, is that he didn't complain. He was not, you know, coward, or he was not afraid, he was not scared of anything. He knew that there is a huge fire. He knew that his own father was involved in that conspiracy, in that plan. He knew that the people were against him. He knew that they are not accepting the truth. He knew all of it. He was prepared for any type of sacrifice, because he submitted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he called out to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasbunallahu ni'mal wakeel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best one, the disposer of all affairs. So they threw me in the fire. Allah is going to take care of me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he never let people down, those who submit to him, those who sacrifice for Allah, Allah never let them down. Those who submit to Allah, Allah never let them down. And that was the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah commanded the fire to be cool, bardan wa salama, to be cool and safe. There are various opinions on this, and this is something beautiful, subhanallah. When he was thrown into the fire, Allah commands the fire. The point is, who created the fire? Allah. Who created Ibrahim alayhi salam? Allah. Whom did Ibrahim alayhi salam relied upon? Allah. Whom did he call to in that difficult time? Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing everything, he commanded the nar, the fire, to be cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he felt the nicest feeling in that fire, which was cool and safe as well. It was not extremely cool. It was neither, you know, extremely hot. It was completely safe and peaceful for Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is again a moment for us to reflect, that when you trust in Allah, when you submit to Allah, when you sacrifice for the sake of Allah, Allah will never let you down. This is another incident that I wanted to share with you in the context of submissive sacrifice. The fourth incident that I would like to share with you, which is the, you could say the crux of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. As we know, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was put into a test. For so many years, he didn't have a child. And then when he had a child, he was commanded the second test to leave them, into a dead valley, into the barren valley. He did that. He fulfilled that test. Again, alhamdulillah, by submitting and sacrificing anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, he got a dream. He got a dream. And in this dream, what is he doing? He is seeing a dream where he is slaughtering his own son, Ismail alayhi salam. This is something, beyond comprehension, subhanallah. When we see a person with so many sacrifices, dealing with his father, his people, the king Namrud, and now with the test by leaving his wife and child, and now another sacrifice. The child whom he was yearning for so many years, Allah commands him to slaughter. Allahu Akbar. Allah records that in the Quran, in Surah Safat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, what Ibrahim alayhi salam told to his son Ismail alayhi salam, sharing the dream that he got this vision. And we know that the Prophet's dreams are the wahi, are the revelation. So he said the following. He said, Ya bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni azbuhaka. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Allahu Akbar. He said, O my son, Now this comes out of pain, of concern, of love. Oh my son, I have seen a dream. In my vision, I am slaughtering you. I am slaughtering you. What do you think about it? I mean, what's your take on this? فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. What's your take on it? And Allahu Akbar, the father Ibrahim alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah, the messenger of Allah. And Ismail alayhi salam, whom he was talking to, was also a Nabi of Allah to be. Now, he said, Ya Abati, oh my father. You know, this is something which is quite, shocking, or kind of, you know, it comes out of absolute and strong and deep faith. He said, Ya Abati, if al ma tu'mar, do as you have been commanded to do. Satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. Insha'Allah, you will find me among those who are patient. Allahu Akbar. This is something which is amazing to reflect. And I would like you to picture this imagination. Picture this imagination that you are, Ibrahim alayhi salam, for so many years yearning for the son. And now, after so many tests and trials, he fulfills all of them. And now another ultimate test, to slaughter his own son, Ismail alayhi salam. And he showed the willingness, the acceptance of this decision or the vision of his father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is something that comes out with submission and sacrifice. That is what we need to understand, and understand that when we, rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our faith gets strengthened. And then to take any decision, to give up anything, it is very small. Remember, Ibrahim alayhi salam was a person of faith. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had this understanding, this vision, this consideration that so many years passed by. It is Allah who gave him Ismail alayhi salam. Now it is Allah who asked him to leave him, you know, in that dead valley. It is Allah who is asking him to slaughter. So he lived with that perception. It is Allah who gave him. Now it is Allah who wants me to give him back. So I have no hesitation. Neither the son has any hesitation. This is the matter of faith, the evidence, the proof of submission and sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was taking Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, he was walking on the way, so many, pointers that came in mind, and the shaitan puts these thoughts, oh Ibrahim, what are you going to do? You just saw a dream, you just saw a dream, and you are going to slaughter your son, whom you got after so many years of du'as, after so many years, you got this son, and you're going to slaughter Ismail alayhi salam. Are you, this doesn't make any sense. So shaitan was trying to, pollute the mind of Ibrahim, but Ibrahim alayhi salam was a person of faith, was having a strong, determination to fulfill the vision, the commitment that he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Ibrahim alayhi salam laid down Ismail alayhi salam, he was about to slaughter his own son. And you can imagine what kind of feeling or experience that he was going through. What kind of feeling that he would have in his heart as a father who got his child for so many years, of du'as. Now he is taking the knife and he's going to slaughter his own son. That is something which is huge and beyond comprehension. My brothers and sisters, this is what Allah says. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Indeed, Allah took Ibrahim as a close friend. This is the investment of Ibrahim alayhi salam that resulted the return of making Allah a close friend. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was about to slaughter Ismail alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced Ismail alayhi salam with a lamb. And that's how we all celebrate Eid al-Adha, the day of sacrifice, Yawmul Nahr, the day of, you know, sacrifice. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Saddaqta ru'ya, you have fulfilled the vision, the dream that you have seen, you have fulfilled the dream. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin. Indeed, we will reward the doers of good. Allah never leave the one who submits to Allah. Allah never forgets the sacrifices that are given by the believers. So my brothers and sisters, it is important for us to remember these shining examples, for us to understand and live upon and ensure that we gain this momentum in our lives, so that we may also walk in a similar fashion. My brothers and sisters, the final thing that I would like to share with you in conclusion is that many of us, alhamdulillah, we are very receptive when Ramadan comes. When Ramadan comes, we are very receptive. But we don't pay that much attention to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. When the matter of fact is, these are the best 10 days. Better than the days of Ramadan even, as we know. These are the best 10 days that we have to ensure we gain the momentum and we gain the result from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will forgive us and enter into the highest levels of Jannah. When we sacrifice an animal, remember, it's just not the sacrifice of an animal, it's the sacrifice your intelligence, your spirituality is enlightened with that sacrifice, and that is a means to achieve closeness and closeness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to ensure, my brothers and sisters, that we become the people of sacrifice. We know that Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, neither the meat nor the blood comes to Allah. What comes to Allah is your taqwa, is your willingness to give up that which you love the most. Whatever are our considerations, we need to ensure that we sacrifice those things for the sake of Allah. We need to ensure that we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order that we may earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives to those who submit success. And the real success is to gain the highest levels of Jannah in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.